further than the Junkyard. The Junkyard is a group training fitness studio located in Anderson, Greenville, and Malden, South Carolina, where your first workout is free. You see free, you see me. Visit us for more information at www.thejunkyardfitness.com.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
What's good, everybody? Devin Kraft here, second in charge at Clemson Sock Shop. If your dad's anything like mine and loves Ninja Turtles, 80s, 90s nostalgia, or has a favorite sports team, go Braves, our socks are tough. And if that's not his vibe, we've got men's clothes, hats, locally made leather goods, and so much more. Clemson Sock Shop is located inside Nuti Boutique at 122 East Main Street on Pendleton Square. Happy Father's Day, and thanks for shopping local and supporting our family business.
And all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to tell you a little story later about something that needs to be cleaned up. We will get to that a little later today. You know, I said to Quack, I was laughing when he came in. I said, Quack, you lost your cotton pit in mind. I said, the reality is the whole history of baseball at postseason time is you have to have power arms. So, you know, and look, I know he's not saying that they don't need power arms. He just wants to emphasize that strikeouts are important, too. And that's true. I mean, it's absolutely true. Look, I've been making that argument forever. And I think strikeouts is a plague in all of baseball. Everybody strikes out. I mean, it's just it's the way the game is played. It's part of the analytics. The analytics of launch angles and such that we have brought in a new era where everybody strikes out. That's, you know, part of the equation. But the whole history of baseball still is that collegially, professionally, you need power arms. That's what wins at postseason. It always has. Always will. And if you don't have it, you have no shot. And furthermore, you know, the other part about that is, and again, Quack's trying to just emphasize that there are two factors. And I would agree with that. There are two factors. I don't disagree with that. But I think that the thing is on the power pitching, not only do you make guys like McGovern better when he's coming off a power pitcher, because then he presents a bigger changeup with the soft, big breaking curveball, you know, but in addition, I think you make Canuck better, because honestly, I'm a little worried about Canuck. And you know, Bob hasn't flat out said it, but I think he is too. I mean, you know, Aiden throws 90 miles an hour. And if his control isn't sharp, and if he's not throwing his fastball for strikes, the changeup is far less effective. And his ERA went up this year. And I'm a little concerned as to what direction that's heading in. I think you 100% need power pitchers in the mix. And again, Kwok isn't saying that you don't. He's saying that you do. He just wants to emphasize that the strikeouts are a bit of a plague too. And they are. They are. I mean, you know, look, that's not hard to understand when you realize that any time you put the ball in play collegiately, I mean, you know, as Clemson had 7 errors, West Virginia had 5, Kentucky made big errors that cost them both West Virginia games. The first error was by Bell, the all-world shortstop, who was banged up, but that he made an error that basically let 6 runs in. So, you know, it's true that, especially collegially, that when you put the ball in play, you have a chance of results because it's college baseball. And a lot of college baseball players don't field balls with the regularity that pros do. That's just the reality. So, you know, I think that's all true. It's an interesting conversation. We have lots to get to today. First of all, the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau. Okay, I just found this out when I got here. John Hype broke this news to me. I am stunned. Absolutely friggin' stunned. I listened to a whole show on ESPN last night on my way home where they're talking about how the Knicks are not going to fire Thibodeau and they need to do this and they need to do that. Jalen Brunson, the star player of the New York Knicks, was asked by a reporter yesterday about Thibodeau's future, and Brunson was like, "Is that a real question?" He stormed off. He said, "You know, basically, what are you, an idiot? Of course we're not going to fire Thibodeau." 24 hours later, Ramona, less than 24 hours later, they fired Thibodeau. Apparently, they didn't tell their franchise player. I mean, he beat the Boston Celtics, the defending champion. He beat the Celtics. He might have beaten Indiana, a team that he didn't match up great against in some ways because Karl Anthony Towns, who Indiana didn't have a matchup for, also couldn't get back on defense against the Pacers' style of play. So they're playing 4-on-5 on defense. What was he supposed to do to that? Put a jet booster on Anthony Towns, fat A? What was his answer? They gave away the first game. That wasn't his fault. The Knicks had a historical collapse. He doesn't play. I mean, he put his team to the lead. You know, they were up 14 with 3 minutes left and didn't hold the lead. They were up 9 with 58 seconds left and didn't hold the lead. Otherwise, they probably would have won the series. But they beat the Celtics, and you fired him? I mean, he brought the Knicks as far as anybody has. What's your next plan? I mean, are you going to hire Malone, the guy Denver didn't want? I have no idea. I'm stunned. I'm stunned only because of the Brunson thing. I'm stunned because of the Brunson thing. Again, less than 24 hours ago, Jalen Brunson, in response to that question, said, "Is that a real question?" and stormed off. Of course we're not firing Thibodeau. You know, normally, you clue star players in when you're going to make that type of move. Apparently, no one considered Brunson. I'm shocked. Absolutely shocked. John Knight told me that. I was like, I mean, I became 100% convinced yesterday. I mean, I didn't think they were going to fire him anyway, but I became 100% convinced yesterday they weren't based on Brunson's answer and what I heard on ESPN last night. It was like a done deal. He was coming back. And then apparently this morning they decided to fire him and didn't announce it till this afternoon. In any case, we have lots of things to get to, and none of them are related to anything I just talked about. That's just the jumping off point for today's show. As I said, we have a lot of things to get to. This is going to be your college football primer. We are going to talk college football all day today. Forget the magazines. You know, look, they're okay in a bind, I guess, but you have a real life insight and analysis here today. If you want to know what's up with the college football season, if you want to know the teams, the players, the strengths, the weaknesses, this is the place to be today. You want to participate in that conversation, we welcome your participation. We'll talk about all of it today. And, you know, Ramona, I started with top 25. I paused at top 30. When I wrote it on Twitter today, it was 30. It's 35 now.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. It's the Road Rage top 35, and it's all going to be unveiled starting today. and we're going to cover it all. And when I say starting today, we're going to cover it all today. All right, we're doing the whole stinking list. And Ramona doesn't believe that, I know, but we are. But this is going to be the conversation all day long. I have, you know, Ramona, you can see my pages and pages of handwritten scribble on these teams. And you know, once you get down to, and you know, one thing to keep in mind that nobody does, and I did to a lesser extent, is you got to have a G5 team in there somewhere, you know, because one of them is going to be playing. You know, and we'll see how this thing all plays out. But you know, look, I think it's a really interesting year in college football. I basically think, as I look at this situation as of today, I think there are three most likely candidates to win the national championship. Three that I think have separated themselves already. Again, some of this I gave you back at the start of February. But there are three that I think are clearly better than the rest as of today. As of today, and I thought this at the start of February. That hasn't changed. I think there are maybe three others that have a chance. And then I think once you go beyond that, I don't think any of those teams have a chance to win the national title. I think that it's a group of six in my mind that have some sort of chance. It's a group of three that are separate. It may even be a fourth that is on its own line. That's how I view it. You know, as you move down this, obviously it becomes more and more subjective. I see some of these things differently than other people. Like, we got into this conversation with Robert yesterday about Florida and that stretch of games and Florida winning all four of those games. I see people putting Florida in the top 10. I just can't do that. I just can't. I look at that schedule and I don't see how. I mean, I think keeping their head above water is going to be the task. I mean, and you're going to need the quarterback to stay healthy. We'll see whether that happens. I wonder if he's not prone to hamstrings, too tightly wound. We'll see. But I think there are going to be some surprises, some teams that are going to be better than people think, some players that are going to be better than people think. You know, I thought that on my way in, I heard Kwok in a conversation about South Carolina. We're going to get to South Carolina. I heard Jason from Columbia's call. Jason is never going to be confused as a South Carolina propagandist, Ramona. We can be sure of that. And, you know, he sort of compared South Carolina a little bit to Florida State of last year while acknowledging that the quarterback situation was different. Again, you know, as much as we want to point to DJ Uiagalelei being Florida State's problem, he was actually the best player on their offense. That was their problem. The problem wasn't DJ Uiagalelei. He was the only guy who actually played decent football on that offense. The rest of the offense was the problem. Again, you know, that team, see, I don't think you can compare anybody to that. And that's why, you know, I dropped Norvell into the 40s on my coaches list, because that was the steepest drop off I've ever seen. All the years I've done college football, that was the off a cliff drop off. I mean, they went from a 13-0 football team to being the worst offense in, I think, 50 years of football. The worst. You've seen all those terrible Iowa offenses? Florida State is light years worse than them. I mean, that's how bad they were. I mean, and we did try to tell you this all offseason, as Jason mentioned. You know, where I said they lost 9 of their 10 best players, and they didn't replace any of them. Florida State fans didn't want to believe that. They were talking 11-2. Yeah. Turn it around. You got it right. They were a disgrace. I mean, a disgrace. They scored 20. They reached the 20-point mark in Ireland against Georgia Tech and never reached the 20-point mark the rest of the year against a Power 5/4 opponent. Never. Never. In fact, the only time they reached it at all was against a crappy Charleston Southern team that sucked on their own level. Otherwise, they never reached 20. And once they lost Uyunglele, it got much worse. They started scoring 7, 8, 10. You know, they didn't get above like 15 the rest of the year. You know, that first game, Uyunglele converts 2 fourth and longs, leads Florida State back to a tie, and they had 6.5 minutes left that Florida State's defense needed to stop and put their hot quarterback back on the field. They never got a stop. Georgia Tech used the last 6.5 minutes, kicked a field goal, and won the game. And from there, it all went further south. But that team had no ability. None. The receivers sucked. The offensive line sucked. The running game sucked. I mean, the whole friggin' thing sucked. It was an absolute unmitigated disaster. This is not hyperbole. That's the worst offense in college football in 50 years, even accounting for different styles of play going back 40, 50 years. That's the worst offense I've ever seen, ever. Ever. So I don't think that's what's going to happen in South Carolina. You know, I think South Carolina's going to be pretty good. The schedule is brutal. And there are some losses on defense. But we're going to talk about that. I mean, I actually think South Carolina is one of the best defensive coordinators in America. You know, I don't think people realize this. But, for example, it's just part of our broader conversation. The last 4 years under Clayton's direction, South Carolina has forced 88 turnovers. That leads the SEC. They have forced 88 turnovers in the last 4 years. You win a lot of football games when you do that. Normally, turnovers aren't that consistent, but they've been that consistent for South Carolina. And they needed to add offense to that equation, which they now have. You know, there are some questions about that defense, without question. They've lost some key pieces, key component parts to that defense, some elite talent that is going away, you know, from Imanuori on the back end to, you know, the defensive tackle group. It's not just Kennard. I, from their standpoint, I'm a little more worried about the defensive tackle group, and I'll get to that. We'll get to that as part of that this broader conversation. But we have 35 teams to go through today. We have all of college football to go through. It's going to be a general conversation about college football. It's your official college football primer. You know, this is something that if you want to know what's up with the college football season, if you want to know who's who, this is where you need to be today until 7 o'clock. We're going to cover it all, like I said, better than any magazine ever possibly could. So stay tuned today. Get in. Join the conversation with your questions, comments. Even, you know, again, if you don't like where I placed your team, that's fine. Get in and lobby for your team. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we get back, we're going to start it off. It's also all college football rejoins today as well. It's College Football Day on Road Rage. We'll be back.
Folks, I think we can all agree America is facing a health crisis. Lots of folks are looking at medication, shots, and pills to do the trick. But the reality is that the answer is natural. And the answer can be found through our friends at PhD Weight Loss. You're going to drop pounds not only safer, but also faster the natural way. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks without rebound weight gain, without hunger cravings, and without long-term dependency on medications because I don't want to be on medication for the rest of my life, and I bet you don't either. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team would love to help you. Here's the deal. You can get started right now with a free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment. It takes less than 5 minutes, and I can't tell you how helpful it was for me setting myself up for success in the long term. You'll hold the keys to your personalized metabolic plan in your hand. Don't trade your health for a quick fix. Don't become another statistic. You can do this. Call now for your free body scan, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphcweightloss.com.
If you're trying to get through your daily activities and you're noticing you can't because you're focusing more on your pain than being able to enjoy the moment, those are the patients that we're looking to treat because we can make a difference.
That's Dr. Ashley Caravelli, a medical director for QC Kinetics.
What we're doing at QC Kinetics is offering treatments that help with joint preservation. We use cutting-edge technology in our in-house lab to harness your body's natural healing powers and target the areas where you need them the most.
These are regenerative, non-surgical treatments, and QC Kinetics is the nation's leader, delivering lasting relief to tens of thousands of patients.
What we do know is that the sooner we start treatment, the sooner you'll see relief.
So don't wait another minute. See if you're a good candidate for these non-surgical treatments for joint pain. The consultation is completely free.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
The BMW Charity Pro-Am presented by TD Cenex is back June 5th through 8th at Thornblade Club and the Carolina Country Club. The Spartanburg Concert, A Night in the Burg, will be hosted at Fifth Third Park on Thursday, June 6th, featuring three-time Academy of Country Music Award winner Cole Swindell. Come out and celebrate the tournament's 25-year anniversary at Fifth Third Park with Cole Swindell. Tickets are on sale now, limited quantities available. Visit nightintheburg.com to secure your tickets today.
Spring is a time of growth, but it can also reveal hidden problems beneath your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialists for a free inspection of the cracks in your walls, uneven floors, and sticking doors. These are signs you shouldn't ignore. Canty provides expert solutions to protect your home. Visit CantyCanFixIt.com or call 864-403-5263. Canty Foundation Specialists.
Canty Can Fix It.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
The Roar FM is proud to be an equal opportunity employer. We do not discriminate on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, age, disability, or any other protected characteristic. If your community group or organization would like to receive notifications of job openings at the Roar FM, please reach out to our general manager, John Hennis. You can email John directly at henis@theroarfm.com. That's henis@theroarfm.com.
Out here, you'll find a community of hardworking creators with loyal followers, along with proud moments worth sharing. And Farm to Table, well, that's just supper. And whether it's a raised garden bed, acres of land, or something for your animals, we've got all the supplies and are happy to share a little know-how.
Welcome to Tractor Supply, into life out here.
Well, Trina, now you're in charge of ordering food for the office, so meet my mountain of menus.
So, this should be easy.
Easy as pie. You know the mathematical constant for a circle circumference to diameter ratio, pi? It's super complicated.
In that case, I'll be using EasyCater. It's got everything on one simple platform. Tons of restaurants, dietary preferences, even digital receipts.
But my mountain of menus.
How about I order us some pie?
EasyCater, the easy way to get food for work.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
We're gonna change the game. We are the Wolverines.
Walt up to the road rage. We are back. Lots to get to. You want in 654-7627. It's college football all day today. All right. We're going to start this somewhere, and I guess the somewhere we're going to start it is number 35. When you get down in this range, I'm looking for coaching as much as I am anything. And, you know, 35 for me, 34, 33, 32. These are all, you know, sort of filler spots, you know, questionable. I didn't really have a 35, to be honest. I mean, I was at 34 and needed a 35. And so I went with, at 35, I went with a football coach, a guy who I think is in the process of turning a program because he can recruit. He seems to stand for all the right things. He says all the right things. He does all the right things. I think he's a dynamic leader for the program. You know, you lose a historical quarterback at this institution. You lose your best receivers. You lose Aronde Gatson to the NFL. You lose Trevor Peña to Penn State. You know, these type of things. And you obviously have a big question left at quarterback. But they bring in Ricky Collins, the LSU transfer. They are really high on Collins. Collins is a pretty elite athlete, so he's going to give you some ability as a runner. 35 is going to be Fran Brown in Syracuse. You know, I did not think this way back in February, but I think when you get down in this range, part of this has to resort and relate directly to coaching, and I just really like what I see out of Fran Brown. Look, did I expect them to have the year they did last year? No. Obviously, you lose a historic, statistically historical quarterback for Syracuse. That doesn't help, but I think Collins can do some things, and Brown seems like he's really high on Collins. And Brown has been pretty much right about everything he's touched so far. So I think that they have a chance to surprise. Now, their schedule, Ramona, do me a favor, pull up Syracuse's 2025 schedule, if you would. And we'll take a look at that. But I think that, you know, again, would they fall in the category of a surprise team if they wind up as high as 35? Yeah, I think they would fall in the category of a surprise team. But this pick is really two things here. Like I said, I'm fairly confident, like on 1 through 34. 35 was like an add-on for me, and I elected to go with Fran Brown as much as I did anything. And the potential of Ricky Collins, the sophomore transfer quarterback. What do you have there, Ramona?
Their first game is versus Tennessee.
Yeah. And look, you know, I know the whole world thinks Tennessee is going to stop Syracuse and they might beat them, but I don't really believe in much about Tennessee either. You're not going to find Tennessee high on this list. I think the program's in a little bit of a disarray again. I don't know what's going on with Heupel. You know, could they have better quarterback play this year? Maybe. We'll get to that.
Their next game is UConn, okay. At home.
That's a win.
Colgate at home.
Two wins.
At Clemson.
Loss.
Duke at home.
I think they win.
At SMU. So
that's 3-2. At SMU's a loss, 3-3.
Pitt at home.
That's tough, 3.5.
At Georgia Tech.
4.
North Carolina at home.
5.
At Miami.
It's tough. 5.5.
At Notre Dame.
Very tough.
And Boston College at home.
That's the one. I'm just going to go with Fran Brown. I'm not going to think this one over. I just think I don't love this position. I don't love the position of 35. I'm not overly confident in this projection. I'm fairly confident in the rest of them. And I think once we get to even this range of 31 and 32, the confidence just goes way up. That's a tough schedule, and they're going to have to navigate it, but I'm going to stick with Brown. 34, we need our little drum roll too. 34 is... 34 is Michigan State. Look, I think in Jonathan Smith, you have an elite coach. I think he proved that at Oregon State. And I think he's ready to take a jump. Their schedule is manageable. It's not awful. I think Smith is an elite football coach. He believes in a run game. I think that Michigan State will have that. I also think that this is the year that Aiden Childs takes the major jump. I think Childs takes a significant jump in productivity this year. He's an extremely gifted player. He, you know, in a way, he reminds you a little bit of Green of Arkansas, in which, you know, from week to week, on a good week, he looks like a potential Heisman candidate. On a bad week, he looks terrible. But I think that Childs has connected some of those dots. I think he has the right coach in place that takes just enough pressure off him because of the dedication to run the football. There's a belief in physicality with Jonathan Smith. I think this is where they fit at 34. Number 33. Number 33 is, again, a coaching play, and that is Louisville. I think that Jeff Brohm is one of the better coaches in the country. I think I put him at, I don't know what I put him at last week, 17, or when I did the coaches list. I think I put him at 17. I am not in love with Miller Moss, his senior transfer quarterback. I think that this is a significant drop off from where they were last year. I think it puts them more where they were 2 years ago. But what I am in love with is I love Jeff Brohm. I think the receivers are good. Bell is a freak athlete. He has a lot of talent, without question. He's a guy who can turn a short throw into a big throw. He's also got a physical body. But the real thing to love about this Louisville team is that pair of running backs, as Clemson found out last year with Isaac Brown. Isaac Brown, Duke Watson, those two sophomore running backs, really they have three sophomore running backs who are all talented. That group is deep, gifted, talented. They're going to run the ball on people and ask you how you like it. I think it's going to be hard to stop them in that regard. This may not be high enough with Louisville. My drawback is still Miller Moss. You know, I've seen people suggest that, well, Miller Moss could be an upgrade. I don't know what on earth you people are watching. You watch, you know, this is what we do. I've pointed this out a million times. How did Jeff Brohm and Louisville get on to Miller Moss? Because Miller Moss beat Louisville in the bowl game 2 years ago. That's how they got on to him. And so it's the one thing they watched. They watched Miller Moss versus them. They firsthand saw Miller Moss carve them up. Moss basically threw six lobs down the field, whatever it was, five, six lobs. I think he had six touchdown passes. He basically threw six lobs down the field. Louisville was just lost defensively. I mean, completely lost. They had guys, these throws amounted to nothing more than punts. Miller Moss does not have arm talent. I am not high on Miller Moss at all. That's my dilemma with this team. You go from Tyler Shuck, who had a round one NFL caliber arm and was drafted, to Miller Moss, and there are morons out there who think this is an upgrade. It's not an upgrade. It's falling off a cliff at the position. But again, Jeff Brohm firsthand saw the best game Miller Moss ever played. Has Miller Moss ever played another game like that? No, he didn't even hold the position. He lost the position, which is why he left USC. He's another of these USC transfer quarterbacks. So I'm not high on that. I think they still have some dudes defensively, but lost some key players too. What's their schedule, Ramona?
Hold on a second. I got to find it.
Louisville. We'll time this up better. Whenever I start talking about a team, you pull up their schedule. And by the time we're done, you'll have it.
Their first game is Eastern Kentucky at home.
Okay, one.
James Madison at home.
Two, won't be easy.
Bowling Green at home.
Three.
At Pitt.
3.
Virginia?
4.
At home?
4-1.
At Mississippi?
At Ole Miss?
No. At Miami.
We'll say it's a loss, too.
Boston College at home?
When?
At Virginia Tech?
When?
California at home?
When?
Clemson at home?
Loss.
At SMU?
Loss.
And Kentucky at home?
Win. That comes out to like 9-3, I think, for Louisville, even with Miller Moss at quarterback. And again, that backfield is one of America's best backfields. Like, if you start ranking running back groups in the country, you start with Penn State. You start with Penn State because they clearly have the best pair of running backs in America. But Louisville's going to be on that short list, right? I haven't done that list in my head yet, but they're going to be on that list. I mean, Brown is a tremendous football player, and Watson's a tremendous player too. And Kendon Brown is talented. So, you know, they have a really deep and talented running back room. All right, so we have Louisville at 33. I have to mix a G5 team in here somewhere, so I am going to do that. Number 32, Ramona. Number 32 is Liberty. You know, I tried this last year, and this did not work. But I think Ethan Vasco, the new transfer quarterback, I think that Jamie Chadwell is not going to tolerate a defensive performance like they had last year. You know, in that league, you know, you're not. Some of the teams that were at the top last year lost a ton of personnel. From a returning talent standpoint, I think Liberty is the best in that league, and I think everybody else who would be a potential contender for this spot has suffered some sort of losses, some sort of key losses. You know, like with the Boise State, you lose Ashton Gentee. That's more than a key loss. That's an insanely key loss. So Liberty makes my list at number 32. Number 31, we are going to go to a former Pac-12 school. We'll tell you who 31 is when we get back. You can get in 654-7627. It's college football all day. It's college football, fight song, rejoins. It's Road Rage college football analysis.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're on your way to the beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you. The Ingles floor department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. So take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Hello, Medicare recipients and ROAR listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid or low-income subsidy and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and/or diabetes? We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will help you with your issue.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't flat tie. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, flat tie.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
This Father's Day, help Dad be all he can be with a gift from the Home Depot. Because he's not just Dad, he's the handyman of the house. The plumber in a pinch. And the emergency mechanic. Upgrade his gear this Father's Day with the Husky Mechanics 270-piece tool set from the Home Depot. Now on special buy for $119, a $695 value. For every kind of dad, find the perfect gift this Father's Day at the Home Depot.
The Peace Lily is so last year. Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air. Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Crank it up and embarrass your children. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Texas said, I really look forward to the show. Thank you so much. One of his favorites. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Ramona, I'm actually going to make a change. I know we just started, but I'm going to make a change. There will be no other changes moving forward. I am moving Michigan State to 35, and I'm replacing Syracuse with Indiana. Indiana's going to be 34. But the Indiana thing is this simple. I'm not putting them in the top 25. 940 asked me, teams that made the playoff last year won't make it this year. I think Indiana's one of those teams. I think they're really well coached by Cignetti. But I think Mendoza, as I've already expressed, has a chance to be the number one quarterback taking the next draft. I think he's that gifted. My concern is that schedule is just brutal compared to last year. And they still have some dudes, but not as many. You know, that defensive front last year was filthy. I don't think they're going to be quite the same team. Now, they're really well coached, but I'm going to put them at 34, Ramona. So Indiana at 34, Michigan State at 35.
And I got it.
And I just explained who Indiana was. So we dropped Syracuse. I wasn't comfortable with Syracuse. And I hadn't really found a good spot for Indiana because I just think the schedule is brutal. It starts out easy, but then it just turns brutal. So on the 940's question about which college football teams that made the playoff last year will not make it this year, last year you had Clemson at 12. They will make it. You had SMU at 11. They will not make it. You had Indiana at 10. They will not make it. You had Tennessee at 9. They will not make it. You had Ohio State at 8. They will make it. Notre Dame at 7. They will make it. Penn State at 6. They will make it. Texas at 5. They will make it. Arizona State is the gray area pick for me. They could make it. I'm not ruling that one out. Boise State will not make it, and Georgia and Oregon both will make it. So of the 12 from last year, you will have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You will have either 7 or 8 returning to the college football playoff. So I think a lot of the spots are actually already set. We'll talk more about it moving forward. It's going to be part of this bigger conversation. Let me tell you about Green Law. I don't think anybody's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid and getting eaten by a bear. Don't do any of that. Call David Green. He's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for 20 years. He knows all of the answers. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages. We have an audit coming up. David will help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can absolutely change your future. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself an enormous favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session. Free. 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. You will 100% thank me later. Ramona, just for kicks, pull up the Indiana schedule for me, because as I remember that schedule, I think the first, they play like three games against nobody, like three pathetic opponents, and they're going to win all those games. But I think at around game four, game five, that schedule, by my recollection, I haven't looked at that schedule since early February, but that schedule turns brutal after that. Last year, Indiana had a – look, Indiana was a really good football team last year. You had Rourke, a quarterback. He played really well. He was tremendously accurate down the field. And you had a defense that was beyond filthy. And that defense is exceedingly well coached. And you still have some of those dudes, just not as many.
All right. Indiana, their first game is Old Dominion.
Yeah.
And then they have Kennesaw home. Yeah. Indiana State home.
Yeah, so they play the Fighting Larry Birds. So they have three games against nobody, like I said. Is game four against nobody? Or
Illinois.
Okay, this is when we start to play. So where is that game?
Home.
I mean, I don't know that they win that game. I mean, I think Illinois is going to be a pretty good football team. I think Illinois is probably better than Indiana this year. So I don't know that they win that game.
Then they're at Iowa.
See, this is where this schedule just turns brutal. You have these three cake powder puff games, and then you have Illinois at home. Illinois, I mean, there are people who have Illinois in the top 10. And obviously, Bielma's team had a great season last year. All right, and then at Iowa, which is, you know, a very difficult place to win. I don't care who you are, very difficult place to win.
Okay, and then they're at Oregon.
And it gets worse. See, this schedule is brutal.
Okay, and then they have Michigan State at home.
Yeah, and Michigan State's going to be much better than they were.
And UCLA at home.
Okay, that's when they win.
At Maryland.
They should win that.
At Penn State.
They're not winning that.
Wisconsin at home.
They probably win that.
And at Purdue.
Yeah. I think this is about right. I think they're... even with Mendoza, again, I think Mendoza is 100% a top 15 pick in the next National Football League draft. I think he's that degree of talent. He's 6'5". He's, you know, he's 235 pounds. He's athletic. He has a live arm. He's the prototype. People have slept on Mendoza, as I've said. I've put him on this list for 2 years, and people are still sleeping on him nationally. Some people picked up on this like a few weeks ago, finally, and you saw some Mendoza propaganda as the sheep began to copy one another. But the reality is nobody even knew who Mendoza was before that, and we've been talking about him for 2 years. And I think this is the year that he fully arrives, and people will understand just how good a player he is. It is not inconceivable that he will be the number one pick overall in the next draft. All right. We are at number 31. Number 31, we're going to a former member of the Pac-12, and that is the Washington Huskies. They are coached by Jed Fish. I did not like the way he left, but I think that Fish is a terrific football coach, and I think he's already started to turn Washington around. Washington is one of the more interesting quarterbacks in America, and Damond Williams, the sophomore. Williams is probably 6 feet tall, but he is a problem. He has a live arm. I don't even know if he's 6 feet, to be honest. But he has a supernatural ability to extend plays. He can throw on the move. He puts tremendous pressure on defenses. He took over that position last year. Meanwhile, they also have Jonah Coleman at tailback. Jonah Coleman is a hammer. And I just think this is going to be a really good football team. I much better than people understand. In fact, you know, I debated whether to put this team in the top 25, and I might regret not doing it later because no one's going to. No one else but us is going to because people just have no idea. They don't know who Damond Williams is. They don't know who Jonah Coleman is, but they're going to find out because those two guys in the same backfield are going to be a problem. The receiving core is pretty good. It's a bunch of transfer guys. I really like this football team. I like this coach as well. Give me their schedule, Ramona.
Their first game is Colorado State at home.
1-0.
UC Davis at home.
2-0.
At Washington State.
3-0.
Ohio State at home.
3-1.
At Maryland.
4-1.
Rutgers at home.
5-1.
At Michigan.
5-2, but I'm not ruling that out.
Illinois at home.
Five and a half.
At Wisconsin.
6.5.
Purdue at home.
7.5.
At UCLA.
8.5.
Oregon at home.
8.5. That would land them about right here where I have them at 31. This is, you know, again, these are sort of the honorable mention teams in this area, but beware of Washington. I think Washington's going to be a dangerous football team. I think they're way better than people think. So Washington, number 31. That brings us to number 30, Ramona. Number 30 are the Tennessee Volunteers. I'm out on ranking this team. I know they went 10-2 last year. Obviously, they lost Nico. They have Joey Aguilar at quarterback. I actually like Aguilar. I think Aguilar has some NFL skills. But I think when you look at the number of losses, just all across the board for Tennessee, I think the receiving core is interesting. Chris Brazel, the transfer from Tulane, is 6'5". He has some ability. They're hoping that Mike Matthews turns into a star. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. You lose your star running back. You lose your star quarterback. Defensively, you know, you lose a couple of the best players on this defense. Pierce obviously went round one to the Atlanta Falcons as they double tapped that deal. I just don't know what Tennessee is right now. I don't think they're an elite football team. I don't think they're any threat to get to the playoff. I just don't. I think the schedule is workable as I remember it. So if they do slip into the find a way into the top 25 conversation, which they might, it will be based on schedule. But I'm not overly optimistic about this Tennessee football team. It feels like things are going in the wrong direction suddenly for Heupel after he built up all that momentum. And I know he squeezed in the playoffs last year. And I didn't hate the way they played against Ohio State. I thought they played all right. I actually thought that Nico demonstrated some toughness in that game. You know, they went up against an elite team. They weren't going to win that game. And they played that game on the road, no less. although, you know, the crowd was, you know, there was speculation that the crowd would be 50-50. I don't think it was 50-50, but there was definitely some pro-Tennessee flavor in it. All right, Ramona, what's the Vols schedule?
Their first game is versus Syracuse.
Yeah. I'm going to say they win, but I don't think it's going to be pretty.
Then they have ETSU home.
2-0.
Georgia home.
2-1.
UAB home.
3-1.
At Mississippi State.
4-1.
Arkansas home.
4.5.
At Alabama.
Four and a half.
At Kentucky.
5.5.
Oklahoma at home.
5.5.
New Mexico State at home.
6.5.
At Florida.
6.5.
And then Vanderbilt at home.
7.5. See, I think that's what they are. I think they're like an 8-win football team. And they're outside the top 25 for me. I'm just not a believer. You know, again, we're not doing the arrow up, arrow down thing like we did with the coaches. But if we were, this would be arrow down for Tennessee. And maybe we did do Heupel arrow down. In fact, I think we did, based on that. So that brings us, Ramona, then to number 29. Number 29, Ramona. Number 29 is one of my surprise teams of the year. I debated putting them in the top 25. I've got them just outside of the top 25, but I think they have possibilities. Number 29 is the Pitt Panthers. I think Pitt is going to be one of the surprise teams this year in college football. I think they'll be a surprise team in the ACC. I think it starts at, well, I think it starts with Pat Narduzzi. But I think it starts with Eli Holstein, the sophomore transfer quarterback. When we finally got to see Holstein last year, he looked good. I mean, you're talking about a 6'4", 240-pound athletic quarterback with a live arm. There's not much to dislike. You know, he led them to a 7-0 start before they had the – and I thought they were fraud last year, just to be clear. And I said they would fall apart at the end, and they did. And they went to SMU, and they got whacked like I thought they would. But Holstein got hurt after that. And their season sort of unraveled at that point. But you're going to get a healthy Eli Holstein back for a whole season. I think he's going to look really good. In Desmond Reed at tailback, you have one of the most versatile running backs in America and one of the toughest. We'll continue this on the other side. But the Pitt Panthers are my pick for number 29. And they're sort of arrow up. I would be aware of them as a possible top 25 team. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter.